Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I was so interested in this story when I saw it on the rundown this morning, because it seems like technology is taking over everything, but it seems the opposite, Julie, is true in this story. What's going on?
Well, I don't know if I would go as far to say the opposite, but it's we all sort of have this vision of the future of, you know, this dance of machines sort of working in perfect harmony. And the reality is that getting there is going to, you know, is going to be difficult and maybe just flat, you know, impossible. And Boeing with its 777 and a new plane that's coming out in 2021 called the 777X is really pioneering, you know, the use of robots to a far greater extent than they've done before on any other airplane. And one of the sort of the most publicized parts of this was using robots to assemble most of the fuselage for the plane. And after 4 years of just trial and error and headaches, Boeing's going to a much simpler system and bringing back humans to do some of the work.
What sort of issues did they run into? And they had used the robots on this project for several years, is that correct?
Yes. I think they started putting this technology in their factory in 2015, and the idea was to sort of work out the kinks on the current generation of 777, so that everything would be, you know, moving in high gear when the 777X started to roll through the factory. And just in really simple terms, the idea was that rather than assembling the you know, these huge aluminum panels that form together to make the, you know, the hull of the 777, Boeing would use robots, two robots working in sync, one on the outside drilling holes and inserting fasteners, and the other on the inside sort of adding pressure to keep everything in place. And just getting those two machines, and this is, by the way, this is the way that humans have worked together for decades to make airplane frames. But Boeing found that just getting the robots inside and outside the frame to move in sync was just tremendously difficult. And, you know, just a slight error in positioning and you'd have, you know, a hole that was no good or work that would have to be redone. So anyway, after, you know, I give them credit for giving it a try and then coming back with something that's a little more common sense.
And was this the first time Boeing had really gone that deep into this sort of technology for a project like this?
Yes, for the commercial side of Boeing. I'm not sure if they've used it on the defense side where they don't manufacture as, you know, at such a high rate. But definitely for a commercial jetliner, this was very, very advanced technology. And it looks like it might have just been, you know, a little bit of a bridge too far.
And, you know, we have heard for years, Julie, these stories about, are the robots taking over? Is technology taking over? Do you think people maybe see a story like this as a little bit refreshing, where it's like, yeah, humans still matter in a lot of ways?
You know, I think it's absolutely true. And we've seen several examples of this in the auto industry. You know, Toyota, which really created the production system that's been the model for so much of manufacturing, and is, you know, it's something that Boeing studies very closely as well. the Toyota looked at automation and then pulled some of it out of its factories and said, look, there are some tasks that humans can just do better. And with humans, you have ingenuity and this constant learning that also, you know, produces gains that are really hard to measure. And Elon Musk also had sort of the vision of the dancing machines and sort of boasted with the Model 3 Tesla that they would have this, you know, super automated factory. And they wound up undoing a lot of that and bringing back the humans after just, you know, enormous, enormous manufacturing issues.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.